Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and Tamara Judge.
I have been in bed for 2 days. Not in bed. I didn't take a shower. I just laid around. Whew! Reunion.
I forgot how hard it was.
You know, it's been 3 years. I was off two, but it's actually been 3 years since I've done a reunion.
Hold on. What do you mean you were off two, but it's been three since you did a reunion? Oh, because of COVID.
Because we were so delayed this year. We actually filming our reunion a year after we actually filmed the show. Remember, they held us for 8 months. They held us for 8 months. So it was leading up to it. So stressful for me. More stressful than normal. I mean, I've had my bad years where it's been brutal, and this wasn't exactly a horrible year for me. But it wasn't
a walk in the park either.
No, it wasn't a walk in the park. I had a lot of explaining to do.
You had a lot of splaining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you did. You did, I would imagine. So before we even get into this episode, we are going to recap the Real Housewives of New York and Real Housewives of Atlanta. But before we get into that, we have some fan questions directly at Tamara.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because, well, I did a little Insta story.
Thank you.
This
I see
morning.
That's not on my rundown.
I know. It's on my Instagrams.
Oh, great.
It's
Thank
on my
you.
Grams.
Love being prepared.
I love just throwing at it. Throwing. Dodge, dodge, weave. Keep it going. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So first and foremost, this is actually not a fan question. This is a me question.
This is a hater question.
No, this is just a me wanting to know your legitimate thoughts on this.
Okay.
I saw the seating chart. I didn't like it this year. Golf claps for me. Was it what you expected it to be, or would you have sat differently?
It was exactly what I expected it to be. There was at one moment, because Emily's so activated this season, I thought for a second maybe Emily was going to be next to me and Shannon was going to be on the end. But then I was
hoping for that. I got to be honest.
I think she deserved second seat. I really do. I think she's such a big part of the show, and she seems to always be towards the end. Maybe not last year. I can't remember. Maybe she was second seat. But anyways, I was the other side for sure. I was like, absolutely. My side, I was 90% sure, but then I thought maybe the last minute they're going to switch Emily.
Well, because the next, this is an actual fan question. Tamara, do you feel like you had a harder season this year because you stuck up for Shannon no matter what?
I don't know if it was harder. I definitely spoke my mind. I don't really protect anybody. I protect the truth. And you will see in the reunion, me and Shannon go up against each other a few times. So no, but I do always feel deep down inside, like, cause I love Shannon, like, oh, I need to protect her. But then I have like a little fight in my head. Well, I just have to be honest. Just be
but
honest.
This is wrong. And I don't agree with
it. Yeah, it's hard. You know, when you have a good friend on the show, that's why I advise no housewife to bring on friends of the show. It's hard.
Yeah.
But I developed this friendship over years.
But because of that, hold on, shoot.
Did I just talk in circles?
You did just talk in circles. You were officially just dodging the question. So thank you so much. Tune into the reunion to see how Tamara and Shannon got it off. Oh, this is what I was reminded by.
Yes.
Because then, granted, you were calling me, but I was already asleep because I'm freaking grandma to come meet you guys out that night. But know who I didn't see out with you that night? Shannon.
Shannon. Yeah.
So hold on, to give everybody backstory. After the reunion, most of the time, at least on Beverly Hills, you go in with a plan on who you're going to go to dinner with that night, because it's like 9 o'clock. You have to make reservations. Sometimes it changes. Like there were years I would think it was going to be like these three or these four, and then it would end up just being me and Kyle. And then one year it was all of us, and it was like, whoa, this is crazy.
And everybody speculates what happened, what didn't happen. So truth be told, Shannon had planned to go to Tao, which is 30 minutes the opposite way from Orange County from the studio. And she had said multiple times that she wanted to take her glam out to celebrate, to thank them for the season, all this stuff. And she only had a limited amount of spots. And I just felt like she kept making excuses why she didn't want everybody to go. So
was she asking you to go?
She asked me to go, but then it's like, well, I had my glam people with me and I had friends with me and I wanted us all to go out, but most of all, I didn't want to drive 30 minutes. We already got out late. I don't want to drive 30 minutes the opposite way. So I said, why don't you just go with us? Where I have no idea where we went. Heather picked it.
But where did you go? What was that place?
It was really close to the studio. And honestly, I don't remember the name because I don't know LA that well. It was a great restaurant. It was beautiful. And then Jen was invited as well. I had a talk with her like outside as we're getting ready to get into our cars to go. And I said, come with us. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go. And then never showed up.
Was Ryan there?
I believe he showed up at the end to pick her up, which I don't understand because we have cars.
Which probably means that's
why probably means she didn't go because of that. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was a little bit also confused because I saw a lot of cozy pictures with you and Heather.
No, well, you're just going to have to wait and see.
For the love. Okay, so I have a question. Right now, if me and you were going to go on a trip and we got to pick only two housewives of Orange County to go with us, who would it be?
Well, I can't answer that right now.
Yes, you can. That doesn't break any rules of the reunion. If you could pick two people you think that we should hang out with, who would it be? Not considering all of my issues with everybody I've probably pissed off.
Okay, I'm going to say Shannon and Emily. Because that's not giving anything away.
I was really hoping you were going to say Heather.
Well, I'm saying what I can say.
I said what I said and I won't get upset. The next question
that's
for
right.
you is if you could describe the reunion in three words, what would they be?
That's a hard one. It was heated because they're all heated, right? I feel like there was a lot of resolution.
Okay.
And I feel like there was some dirt brought up. So dirty.
Did you cry?
I did.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Tamara. We talked about
this. But it wasn't
what
about what you think it is. It was something happy.
Okay.
Other than
you
that.
Showed emotion?
I know. Ice Queen showed emotion.
You had empathy?
I did.
For the love.
For myself.
The next one, I didn't even really realize, I guess you mentioned it one time on one of the episodes. People want to know if you're still going through a dry spell with Eddie.
No, we're good. When I talked about that, it's because when we had the gym, Eddie was doing everything he could to save it. So he was up at like 5 a.m. and would work till 9 o'clock at night and get home late. So he was gone before I woke up. And you know me, I'm in bed by 9. So it was really, and he was so stressed out. So it was difficult, but we're good now.
Oh, great. The next one, I mean, this one, I guess, is for both of us. It says, would you guys ever do the show Special Forces? Have you seen the ad for that?
I was actually contacted for that, but it didn't work out for me because I was doing the Trace Amiga show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I'm not saying that, yes, I absolutely had it. They were handing it to me, but I was reached out about it.
I can say that watching the trailer, it looks like a show that would be incredible. Like it breaks down boundaries,
yeah,
to all the things. So I think that's pretty good. Last and final reunion type question is, who do you think had the best performance from the reunion and the worst? Like who had the worst reunion? Who had the best?
The best. I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. I feel like this season, everybody was in the hot seat for different reasons, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
there was a lot of explaining to do. So I think everybody truly brought it. Jen brought it. I think everybody.
Did Taylor bring it?
Taylor, yeah, a little bit. She, you know, she was a friend of.
You bullshit.
Yeah. She was on, you know, she's a friend of, so she wasn't out there the entire time. So it's hard. I wish she was out there for the full time because she was at every single housewife event, which we had weekly.
Was she out there more or less than we saw Moneta? Because I feel like we saw her for 10 seconds on the Atlanta reunion.
I cannot confirm.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, those are probably all we're going to be able to
get. You just want to get me in trouble.
Yeah, that's actually my goal. How can I get Tamara in trouble today? My updates, just for you guys, if you want to bid and come to the Melanoma Research Foundation event in October, I'm going to be there. I'm one of the spokespeople this year, and we're doing a meet and greet and all of these things. You can go over to my Instagram. On, I think it was last Thursday, I went for my 3-month checkup, and I really thought this time I was going to be 100% in the clear. And of course, another biopsy. So
have you gotten the results back?
They said Monday or Tuesday, which always means Tuesday. So now I'm just waiting, and kind of leading up to that, I've just been trying to stay busy and hang.
Well, the good
the
thing
kids.
is that you get checked so often that anything that pops up, they can get rid of immediately.
Yeah. So that's what you guys
think. Yeah.
Skin book check, your skin checks, people. All the things.
We I'm overdue. Bring...
Yeah. Tamara.
I know.
Now's
I'm overdue.
The time. All right. We need to get into housewife headlines.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Bryn is calling out the haters who think she doesn't have a job.
By the way, I was actually wondering last night what she did for a job.
Why don't they tell us what she does for
a job? Well, that's the thing. If it's not balanced, they don't show it or they don't talk about it. Like, people are like, does she have a job?
Like, they show her
playing chess. She has to. She's got beautiful clothes. Like, I'm assuming she has to work.
Well, they're saying that.
Not a trust fund baby.
No, she's not a trust fund baby.
No, so, not at all.
Queens of Bravo reposted something along the lines of reposting the thing. Okay, so she writes, reposting the things about me being an escort or a sugar baby is disgusting. You should be ashamed. My CV is 5 pages long. I don't know what a CV is.
I was going to ask you what a CV was.
Oh, it's Latin for resume.
Okay.
For the love.
Come on.
Just write fucking resume.
Resume. Yes.
My resume is 5 pages long and my career is more decorated than most. There were countless days I was working so much I couldn't even film most of the time. I can't help if the edit chooses to not include that. When you're at a point like I am in my career, you get to do these amazing things called consulting, which is what I do now for two skincare brands. You're super gross and now you're blocked. Anyone else want to get blocked today? I don't use social media to show me sitting on Zoom calls and making 50 page long business decks. Don't confuse yourself. And then, I mean, it just continues on and on. And it's other people writing things. She's writing things. And then she says, and while we're at it, I've never claimed to be rich.
No, on she didn't.
No, this is all true. On the red carpet at the premiere, there's a video of a reporter asking me which Sex and the City character I am. I said, I'm flirty and funny as Samantha and the broke witty one of the group, like Carrie. In my Cosmo interview, I shared how during my Real Housewives of New York auditions, I kept saying, I'm neither married nor rich and I don't own a house. I think you're talking to the wrong New Yorker. I've worked super hard and have made a modest life for myself. It's not rocket science, though, guys. Work in corporate America, no kids, no husband equals money for yourself. I pray for the day when I have all expenses that comes with kids, husband, houses, and dogs, but that day hasn't come yet. So in the interim, I'm going to enjoy this bit of security and freedom while I still have it. I actually think that makes perfect sense. If every bit of money I made came solely to me, I could dress nicer than I do. I could buy better things, but yeah. It's just not
she
a reality.
She has nice things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she has nice things, but she's saying, I'm not trying to pretend that I'm rich. I'm spending my hard-earned money to buy things that I like.
Now, here's what I was shocked at. I thought Bryn was the youngest one on the cast.
Who is?
Aaron.
That actually makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Why?
She just seems so mature, so put together.
She's just an actual New Yorker. New Yorkers are very different. This next thing I'll read, but I want you to comment on, because people oftentimes are annoyed at my commentary on this. But to me,
well, I think Sutton was being very shady and rude, and I don't like this at all.
Yeah. So Sutton Strack shades Erica Jayne. I'm too busy to attend her $1 Vegas residency. And a full page six article here. I will talk to Cynthia about this as well, because Cynthia will be on the pod later this week to recap Orange County. But Sutton says she has no plans to see Erica Jayne's show, Bet It All in Blonde, regardless of the cheap ticket prices. Sutton joked that she would buy everyone in the audience tickets after being told they were just $1. Okay. Listen,
I'm pretty sure that these tickets are not a dollar or $7.
The tickets were on resale sites for standing room only, not the actual tickets that you're buying, not the ones where we sat or the 90%
of
the
other. But that is so rude of her to do that. Like, Erica is literally picked herself up, like trying to rebuild everything that she's lost. And I would hope that people, even if you don't like her on the cast, you'd be happy for her.
But this is the problem that I have with Sutton. And you guys come after me all you want. But when this comes around next season on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Erica comes for Sutton and says anything to her, Sutton will cry victim. You're hurting my feelings. You're
probably, and I don't like victims. I can't stand victims. Just own what you did and move on. But the thing is, like, when we had Erica on the podcast in Las Vegas, she was very nice and sweet, diplomatic. About Sutton, like, didn't shade her. She didn't shade her, right? I don't remember.
No, she was very just like, she didn't come for her. So that is my problem with Sutton always. Like, Sutton, be who you are. And if you're an asshole, be an asshole, but quit pandering to Twitter all of the time. It actually, it like makes my temperature rise, because I see what you're doing. You are trying, like, you don't give a shit whether people are doing well or not doing well. You just want to get likes on Twitter. And you know what? End of the day, when somebody comes for you because of your bad behavior, take it then, because that was shitty.
That's one thing that bothers me really bad, is after a season is over, that some of the girls will get on Twitter and social media, Instagram, and start creating their own narrative. So the fan accounts will be like, you know, oh, I was attacked. So then people put in their head, oh, she was attacked. So, I don't know.
How do you expect for Erica? So just, this is a question. How do you expect for Erica to go in the next time she sees Sutton, smiling and happy? Because
I hope she doesn't.
But that's my point. What do people want? Because Erica's demeanor, she's not one that's going to be phony and fake, like the way that Sutton is to your face. She's actually going to be like, that's, you know.
Did Erica defend her ticket prices on her social media?
I didn't see anything. Yeah. And why would she?
Class act.
It's standing room only. At the end of the day, you're playing for the fans. And if you're having a sold out show, but there's leftover standing room only, and you want to sell those tickets to people that want to come in and squeeze in so that they can see you and have that experience, the more the better.
Right. I agree. So shame on you, Sutton.
Like, honestly, that was Sutton. Mean. And I'm sorry. This is the problem. Now I'm going to be a dick. There's always been tons of standing room whenever I've walked into your store.
Oh.
Never been squeezed in tight.
Mic drop.
Okay. Well, the next one is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Monica Garcia called out Lisa Barlow on Instagram, accusing her of making microaggressive comments. The photo was taken back in June 17th of 2020. Didn't realize 22. I was so unrecognizable with my fair skin back then, too. The way some people are so damn comfortable lying. First of all, I wasn't meeting Jen at the airport. Lisa, I met you at the airport because you were also running an errand for Jen. Also,
what kind of errand?
Now I need to know. That was actually the first time we met in person, aside from our countless phone combos, but keep on coming with all that BS. Second, the way that you are coming in clutch with those microaggressions, you couldn't pick me out of a police lineup or witness protection. Third, the way you made the most uneducated statement of the episode with your fair skin, blonde hair comment as if Latinas can't have lighter skin or blonde hair. But yet you claim to be a cultured New Yorker. I know what you're implying. We all do. Does your friend work in the hair industry where people color their hair and change their looks constantly? P.S. Fair skin is better than orange.
Ooh, that's a dig. That was very long-winded. Now, do you like your housewives to go on social media and go after every comment that's made about them?
I mean, I feel like I would respond. No, back then we had blogs. We had to. See, that's the difference. Now, I actually appreciated the blogs because then the women didn't feel the need to post long-ass things on their Instagram. We had a blog and we submitted it 2 days before the episode aired.
Yeah, I remember.
And then it would go up. So I had my blogs where I said all my points. And then if people wanted to pick up points from it. But I mean, I did do some.
Your blog was long, wasn't it?
My blog was fucking good.
It was long.
Listen,
I could just tell. Me, I'm a bullet point.
Go back and read my blogs. Like, they were fucking on point.
I don't think they're on there anymore. They got rid of the blogs. They were too.
You know what? I have them on my Word.xl. Blah, blah, blah.
You probably do. Yeah. You probably do.
But anywho, moving on to Heather and Whitney Rose's new cousin link. When you sent this to me yesterday, Tamara, I did not even read it past them actually being cousins. You're fucking cousins with them?
I am cousins. So Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Heather Gay and Whitney Rose's new RHOC cousin is me. After climbing Heather and Whitney's tree through their shared second great-grandmother, Jane Robinson, I learned that their ninth great-grandfather, John Chipman, married ninth great-grandmother, Hope Holland, daughter of the Mayflower passenger, John Holland of Elizabeth and Elizabeth Tilly. Okay, their 10th great-grandparents. Now, if you recall, the Real Housewives of Orange County, Tamara Judge, is also a descendant of John Holland and Elizabeth Tilly through their daughter, Lydia. So that makes me Whitney and Heather's 11th cousin. I sent Whitney a text yesterday. I go, hey, cousin.
I've never been so happy to not be on a list of cousins in my entire life.
I'm also related to Leanne Lockton. Lockin?
Lockin.
Lockin. Yeah.
Maybe you should learn your cousin's name.
I know. But it's kind of like Ralph and Courtney.
Well, I
11th
think
cousins
and-
down the road. Like, yeah, okay, I found you on genie.com.
But here's the thing. I'm here to tell you, if I were to guess, I think Ralph and Courtney are boning. Allegedly.
Oh, you think they're kissing cousins?
Kissing cousins.
Kissing cousins.
I also like Ralph.
I didn't like how she came in to like go in
the
room
and shut the door on the sister
and hug and
the whole thing. We'll get into it. But
creepy.
Before we even get into that, let's do a little watch what happens live with Uba. Because
she
Uba is about
she shades.
She shades. Uba thinks the women are too hard on Jessel. She doesn't think the women are too hard on Jenna, however. She says Sai is not in tune with her emotions. Aaron is just shitster. Jenna is too much in control. And Jessel needs to be nicer to her husband. Bryn uses her smartness and not so nice ways.
And how did she fit herself into this?
Weirdly, she didn't really come back.
Oh,
anything
okay.
On herself. They didn't ask her. So she did. I guess she didn't want to add her.
So Andy asked how she felt about each woman. Is that how this started?
Yeah. And then Uba on Pavitt. I mean, if I had Jessel as a wife, I would go to Vietnam too. I love Jessel, but she then says sometimes we're mean to people we love the most. Here's the weird part about that.
Jessel was
just on this pod.
And she said nice things.
She said Uba is who she's closest with.
Oh my God. Okay. So basically she's saying that she's not a good wife. Is that what she's saying?
No, she's basically saying I would want to get away from her too.
If she was married to her. But I love her.
I'm sorry, that was very
passive aggressive.
But then she says, you're mean to the ones you love. I actually disagree. I think we can give each other a hard time, or my husband and I can give each other a hard time. But like, I don't go out of my way to be meaner to him than I would be to anybody else. Like, I love him.
Yeah.
But I may be harder on him.
I think it was just a passive aggressive comment. She's like, she's getting it out there. She's sticking it to her, then going, I love you, but I love you.
I can't say this.
Even Andy looked a little like, huh?
But I can't say this. I loved Jessel on the pod. I was sad you weren't there because
I know
it was such like a softer side to her. She was so cool and laid back and easy. She had like a tricycle in the back, all the things.
She's definitely coming into her own on the show. At first, I thought she was kind of the weakest link, but now I feel like everybody on that cast has their spot. I think the cast is amazing.
Yeah.
I hope they don't change it.
I do too. But then Uba says, watching back, she would have gone with Jenna on the business class if she could afford it. And she thinks Aaron was causing shit. Here's the thing.
Aaron was doing her job. I would have done the same thing.
And also, Jenna, just say, I've worked hard and I am rich and I want to go on first class when I want to fucking go on first class.
Right.
And take ownership for it. Don't turn it into a whole big thing that it wasn't. Like, it is like I'm booking my spring break travel with my friends right now. My friends have a private jet. It is amazing. So great. They want to come and go on different days. So I was like, listen, I'll still come with you guys because I want to travel there with y'all. But we'll fly our asses home, coach, because we got to get back on a different day. Yeah. Love you, but I can't stay that long in a laying down, relaxed type vacation. We're a 4 nights max type of people.
So I'm like, taking first class home.
No, I probably won't. Are you kidding? There's 6 of us.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going like more than 5 hours, then first class home.
For sure.
But for a 2-hour flight from Mexico, I'm pretty sure we can all just hunker down.
We can get some extra leg room.
Maybe we'll get to extra leg.
JetBlue extra leg room.
But fans are very much thinking that Aaron twisted what Jenna said because Jenna was under the influence of anesthesia. No.
This is the annoying thing is like, because Jenna said that, everyone's like, oh, okay. Like people don't have their own minds. Sometimes they listen to one cast member say something and they can totally change their mind when that's not what happened. We saw what happened. She sat there and said, truth is with her ice pack, I don't want to fly coach. Like, did everybody saw that? There was no twisting of any words.
Let's take a little break and then we'll come back and discuss Real Housewives of Atlanta and New York.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
All right, so we are back. Last night's Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I have a question. I want you to acknowledge something. Have you noticed that Bravo has started to supersize episodes? That means instead of an hour episode, it's an hour and 30 minute episode.
I honestly thought I was on glue yesterday because for one, I had to crawl out of my skin and then put my skin back on out of watching that freaking reunion last night. There was so many awkward parts, but then I realized it was awkward parts extended.
I know, but I want to ask you guys out there, do you like the extended or would you rather have another episode? Because an hour and a half to sit there and watch is a little long.
But my question also is, was that the second reunion?
It was the second reunion. It's supersized. So if it wasn't supersized, there would have been three reunions.
But that's a red flag. That means they supersized it. So then I'm pretty sure with the supersize.
Maybe they didn't need a full another hour. Were they both supersized?
But with the supersize, I don't think you have to pay the extra bonus.
Well,
don't think we really needed a full another hour. I mean, no one's even talking this one.
But they're even doing it on the shows, like 10, 15 minutes extra here, 15 minutes extra there. So
I can't tell the difference because I go straight from a show to then it, like the way it records on my Sling is that it does that and then right into Watch What Happens Live. So I'm like, yeah. I don't know. But it starts out where Andy asks Courtney when Ralph told her he was planning on divorcing Drew. Courtney says when he knew about the affair. Candy says that Drew's girl crush was Ty. Sheree had information given to her about Drew and Ty. There are private messages between Drew and Ty. How would you rate Courtney's performance at the reunion?
Was she there? I don't like her. I'm sorry. I do not like her. I feel like there is definitely something weird between her and Ralph. Do you think she dropped off the text messages to Sheree's house?
I think Ralph did, allegedly.
Well, you think Ralph had her do it?
But honestly, if you ever see me hug and look at my cousin the way that Courtney looked at Ralph backstage.
I know.
I was so uncomfortable by that. And listen, you guys know how I feel about Drew because she has done the pod with me so many times.
Yes.
But Ralph, you're the only fucking guy there.
Yeah, I do feel like that Drew was trying to shut him up on certain things.
I
feel like there was more to it. I feel like she was, I mean, he's no charmer, but I felt like she was like, really? Like, you going to go there?
Well, because here's the thing. They have kids together. Courtney brought up her kids, brought up her son, did it pretending to think she was off camera. But clearly when the camera's pointed in your direction, you're in a confessional, you know what you're doing.
And then to show up at the reunion, like that was
sitting on the other couch side. That's with like all the women that don't like her.
Dick move while she's serenading him.
That wasn't even, we got to get
into cringy.
The song
Yeah,
later.
We'll get into that.
But I'm not sure who really print those text messages. I would assume Ralph, but.
Yeah, Ralph.
Drew, change your iCloud password. Change your iCloud password.
Yeah. Did you think they're true? And Andy said he read them. He goes, these are incriminating, but he did not read them.
No, he said they're not actually incriminating. Well, no.
What Andy said was, they are incriminating.
He said, I wouldn't want somebody going on to my, no, you're talking about the text messages that Drew showed Andy from Ralph, not the one Sheree printed. There was two separate ones.
Oh.
So the ones that were printed out are ones that I'm assuming Ralph or Courtney or whomever gave to Sheree, and Sheree felt the need to print out, which, why? What, like,
wait, explain to me the two separate sets of text messages.
One were the printed text messages, allegedly between Ty and Drew.
I thought that's what Andy read and said these are incriminating.
Andy read Drew's phone, which were text messages that were sent to Drew allegedly.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Hooking up with Ralph.
Okay. You're right. Right.
And with an ass and blah, blah.
And he said that was being catfished, right?
Yeah. He said he was being catfished and all this shit.
And that she got the same text messages and nobody responded. And
either way, it's so gross. I mean, Courtney says to Drew,
hey, there's nothing wrong with bringing text messages to the reunion.
I don't have a problem with that. But Courtney saying to Drew at the reunion that she single-handedly destroyed her kids' lives is disgusting. Because at the beginning of the day, regardless of what Drew's current relationship status is, we watched the way that Ralph treated Drew from the very beginning. Questioned it. We tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. And you could see that even Kenya was soft-spoken, and like when Drew walked off stage, Kenya came in, because you could tell, and I hate using this word, but there's not a better word to use than this, was triggered by the way Ralph was acting. And then Ralph tried to go after Kenya. Well, how long were you even married?
Yeah, I would have liked to see Ralph go after Drew.
What
he was clearly like, just go and say, like, I'm sorry, like, I don't want you to feel bad. But
well, that's not go after, like,
like, what, go get up and follow her.
Oh, I thought you meant like attack her. No.
When she left the stage, I would have liked to see him get up physically and go after her and try to console her. But he was there for himself. He wasn't there to protect any children. He wasn't there for her. He was there for himself.
He was there for himself.
He was there for the paycheck. Even my ex, when we split up, they asked him to come on the reunion. He said no. Then he did do a sit down with Andy. And then after he did it, he wouldn't sign the release form.
Because he realized it's fucking wrong.
Yeah, he realized. So,
and that says a lot.
Respect.
And I think if you're going to come on and try to play the victim the way that Ralph did, because of whatever allegedly could be happening with Ty, then actually admit to your part too. I may have pushed her to this point because I haven't been there. Like, we've watched him repeatedly treat her badly. It just makes me mad because I hate, like, do I think that Drew has probably lied about some things while she was on the show? Yes. Do I think that everybody in the entire world lies from time to time? Yes. Do I, like, I don't know. He just uses a stupid soft ass voice. It's fake. I hate it every single second of it.
I know. Well, hopefully we'll never have to see him again.
I'm sure we will, because they're still living together.
No, Drew, fix that.
Well, then Andy asked Sonia if she found support in her friends during her miscarriage. Sonia says she was disappointed in Kenya. When she sent the message, everyone responded immediately and also separately to show their support. Kenya says she called Sonia, but she never picked up the phone. Andy asks Kenya if she's closer to having a child. Kenya says she has decided to adopt and she's thinking of around the ages of 3 or 4. Do you understand Sonia's point of view as to why she'd be upset? I mean, I empathize.
Yeah, I mean, no matter, you know, where you stand with that person as a woman, when somebody has a miscarriage or goes through any kind of anything that's so emotional, it's so easy just to say, I'm so sorry, I'm praying for you, whatever it is you need to say. But to not say anything and then to say, oh, well, I called you. And I think Sonia said, no, I didn't get a call from you.
I think here's where I have my issue. I wish Sonia would have just said, Listen, Kenya, I feel like when we're not filming this television show, you're not a friend. Like, but
I clear it up as that. Yeah. But
when I was having my miscarriages, you could honestly hold me up against a wall right now and say, Teddy, tell me who called you or who sent you flowers or who did what during each one of your miscarriages.
You would know.
I couldn't fucking tell you because I was breaking down. But also gifts and those types of things are not my love language. Like, I remember I had two friends that came over and it's going to sound ridiculous, but one brought me a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell. And I'm I remember laying there and we watched Grey's Anatomy and cried. And I remember those type of moments, but that's a friend. So yeah. I would have appreciated maybe if Sonia's, it's not about a phone call or to me, it wasn't after any of my miscarriage. It was about.
So you're saying that Kenya probably did call her. She just didn't see the phone call. And I mean, they're not that close, but I don't think that Kenya is a cold hearted bitch. I think that she did what she could
I don't
do.
Think they're friends. I just don't think they're friends.
Right.
If you told me something terrible happened to you tomorrow, I would probably drive to your house,
right?
Go sit with you, be there for you. Just because I sent you some fucking flowers and never called you and never reached out to you, I don't think that made a difference either.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. So it's either you're close enough that you're there for the person or you're not. Uh-huh. And I don't think they are. She may have texted and said, I'm sorry, or she may have called and she didn't answer and that was the end of it. They're not friends. And do I think that means that Kenya didn't have empathy for her? No, but do I think that they're actually close enough friends that she's going to come lay in the bed with her and break down?
No, 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 not at all.
But it just, I don't know.
But Kenya says she likes Sonia, but there have been multiple incidents where she questions her loyalty to her. So Sonia says she has genuinely tried to be Kenya's friend on camera, but it's not reciprocated.
But did you notice she kept saying on camera?
On camera. I know. She says when there's opportunities to be friends off camera, Kenya does not. I think Kenya's probably one of those that just
she's probably a Heather Dubrow.
She does the show and then she that's it.
Goes and lives her life.
Goes and lives her life.
She goes and lives her life. She probably has friends outside the show.
But by the way, I will tell you, sometimes doing that is better for your mental health because that friend that you have on the show sometimes always wants to talk about the show.
Yeah.
And that's exhausting.
Yeah.
Do you think that Sonia is genuinely interested in friendship with Kenya?
I think that Sonia, of course, was going through a hard time with having a miscarriage and now being pregnant again and going through it. But I think that Sonia is probably not feeling a close relationship to really any of the women. And I think that when you're on a television show and you're not feeling that natural connection that continues on after the show, it's worrisome.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're the odd
man out, Sonia has become more likable.
Oh, I think Sonia's likable.
Yeah. The season went on, she's more likable.
I think if push came to shove and we were going to pick all right, which woman would we have the most fun with on a weekend? I feel like Sonia would be cool.
Yeah. Does she drink?
Yeah. Not while pregnant, hopefully, but, Then Candy says that everyone wants to hold her to the fire, but nobody brought up Sheree's stuff not going right on her website. Candy thinks she's held to a different standard and that Marlo is jealous of her success. Marlo says she's not jealous of Candy because she works too much and takes care of too many people. But
okay, let's just dissect that. Candy says that everyone wants to hold her to the fire. Okay. But nobody brought up Sheree's stuff about her website. Really? You're going to go after her business? I feel like she's doubling down.
But then I see we're having different views on this because to me, it's interesting that Marlo now says Candy takes care of too many people for her when she previously called out Candy for not supporting people. So
yeah, but Candy can barely show up to anything because she was so busy doing other things. I feel like Candy's not that invested in it. And for her to be and I think that's what they were talking about.
I have a question. You thought that Marlo was invested in this reunion? Marlo is giving me, I'm wearing a freaking cape this entire reunion, just sitting there like,
well, I think you're invested as much as you can be. I mean, if you're the questions are to you, you have to respond to them. If they're not to you, then somebody else.
She doesn't even
I don't know.
Good responses to anything.
I don't know. I don't remember her talking. So maybe
that's
right.
The point. That's the point. I don't think
that you can compare. You cannot compare Candy being held to the fire, which I don't think she was. I think she was questioned because of her absence, to Sheree's website problem.
No, I think that she was being questioned because there was a shooting in her restaurant, and Marlo came for Drew and said, because you didn't actually use the word shooting, you used the word incident, that like everybody was upset because people aren't actually holding her accountable to this shooting. And Marlo bringing up things 2 years ago to solely make Candy look bad when, I don't know.
Let me ask your opinion.
I don't think Real Housewives of Atlanta exists without Candy.
Okay. Do you think Candy is treated differently than the rest of the cast?
Yes, because I think they're jealous. I think that she is the head honcho. I think that I think because she's been on so many years and she's so good, they let her do things that the other women can't do, which I saw on my show. I'm sure you see on your show, like, I'm taking this week off, I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. Why we're all stuck going to some shit box freaking place, dealing with some crap we don't want to deal with. Why this person gets to go on a vacation for Thanksgiving and we don't.
I don't know. I feel like Candy has an answer for everything. I mean, Candy says Sheree knows the most about taking breaks, and Sheree says they continue to bring her back when the show is lackluster and that she has made history. She also says she's been asked back more than she's come back. So when the show gets lackluster, they were bringing Sheree back.
I have a question.
Candy wasn't cutting it.
You have to pick a side of the couch. What side of the couch are you picking? I'm picking the Kenya Candy Drew side.
Kenya Candy Drew. Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah, same side. I mean,
that's our answer. I feel like we've already talked about Ralph enough. He's probably thrilled that he was in the seat next to Andy. And why did he come dressed like he was going to the freaking Oscars? Like, are you hosting the Oscars, Ralph? No, you're here to be serenaded. But is it a serenade when it's a breakup song?
I don't know. It was very weird. But Ralph said he came to the reunion so his kids have a correct representation of who their father is. Bullshit. He came because he enjoys being in the limelight. Let's make it what it is. By the way, how old are their kids? And are they going to be watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta to make sure that there's perfect representation between their parents? According to Drew, they don't even know they're getting divorced.
And honestly, if you wanted to show your kids how good your relationship is, maybe treat the woman that you married and had kids with a little better.
A bit better, yeah.
Because we've watched you repeatedly treat her like shit.
Now, Andy had asked the question about, does it matter who initiated the divorce? Like, they're like, I did it. It's like,
oh. I mean, I think they both have like a slight, I don't know. I think they're both so angry that they both like want to make sure that it's on the other person why the divorce happened. Do I think they probably ever should have gotten married? I think they were attracted to each other.
Do you think they're going to get back together?
No.
Are you sure?
I do not think so. I hope they don't. Even when we saw the way that Kenya said, twirl on that, Ralph. I think she was showing up for Drew in that moment. Drew was gone. And I think when Drew is not on camera and she's like getting glammed and she's with the people she's most comfortable with, you really see the softness to Drew. And like the mask comes, I think since I may be wrong, but I think because Drew was an actor at such a young age, she has been performing for her whole life.
Yeah. You saw Ralph say, you're acting right now. I'm like, shut up.
But okay. Here's the thing. I love the song. I hope it goes number one. I've seen that it's already at number three. I think all the things. I really wish they would have had her do an outfit change and taken Ralph away and just let her perform the song.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cringy with Ralph there. I think if it was more of like a stage thing, maybe they had shot it prior so they can just push it, you know, put it in there and post, it would have been better. But having Ralph there was weird.
It was really weird. Like,
And Sheree missed a perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity to say, I like the beat. Do you remember when I think it was Kim that performed and Andy's like, so what'd you think? And she's like, I like the beat.
I mean, I can't say this. If I was crying and Drew legitimately was crying backstage, you could see it, and then had to come forward and like sing on that little stage.
It was Andy's seat.
Well, Andy all excited to be on the couch for the first time. And then he's like, I think I actually like my seat more. And Kenny's like, oh, and her like under boobs coming out. I was like, this is a lot. This is a lot.
I actually said to Andy at the reunion, I watched the first reunion for Atlanta. I said, you were very into it. You were almost like a housewife, like biting the plum and all that. And he goes, those girls are fun.
I was going to say he likes them the most. Yeah, I think
they're a lot of fun.
But when Drew says she wrote the song while her and Ralph were going through issues, this captures what they were going through. It's called Throw Us Away.
Dun, dun, dun. And then I learned that Ralph's getting blowjobs from around the world.
Is he more worldwide than Candy?
Well, I was going to say, not only is Candy worldwide, but Ralph's penis is too, allegedly.
But I haven't gotten any pics of it. But oh my gosh, someone sent me a dick pic the other day. Somebody I don't know, but it's not, like, it came from a girl. So now I'm wondering if it's Ryan's.
It came from a girl?
It came from a girl.
I have that dick pic. So if you want to send it to me, I can compare.
Is there long blondish pubes kind of flowing in the wind? Okay. Well, I'm unwell. I don't know why a girl would send me a picture of this penis.
Just some random girl sent you a dick pic?
Yeah, I went in my plus 99s and it was there. And I was like, what?
Did she have any explanation?
No. So that's why I thought maybe she was sending it because she wanted to show me the Ryan dick pic.
I don't think anybody has that dick pic.
Well, you have it.
Me and Heather.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We happened to be there at the time.
I don't want a dick pic and I don't want a soft dick pic. I don't want any dick pic. I'm fine seeing real dicks in person only.
Real dicks. I don't want to see picture dicks.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we will come back and talk about all things
New York.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
This was just sad. It's just sad. It was very heavy. We got to know a lot of the girls' personal stories, and it was a lot of sad stories.
I think the problem that we're running into now is the women need to start focusing on their connection together.
And they need to start getting drunk and stupid. That's what they need to do.
Bren says that Jenna gives us gifts and then tells random strangers about her personal life. Bren says, I've cried in front of you and you didn't even tell me your name is Judith. Jenna says she is guarded and has nothing to do with the women. It is difficult for her to open up because her mother showed zero emotion growing up. Do we think the women are being too hard on Jenna?
No, I don't think they're being too hard on Jenna. I think they're beating a dead horse at this point. Leave Jenna alone and let her come to you. It's just a lot, like a lot of repetitive stuff. Like we all know, like, and Jenna explains later on the show that her mother had Asperger's. And she just learned to like shut down and be quiet. And that's a representative of who she is today. We need different personalities on the show. If everybody was vomiting their feelings all the time, then it would not be good. So I like that Jenna is more reserved, more quiet.
And also in Jenna's defense, she pulled out her teeth on national television. I'm not sure how much more open you can get.
I know.
Emily's vagina waxing was a little tough.
It was butthole waxing.
I mean,
that's even worse.
Even worse. And then what about the women at the meal where they're like, Aaron, you can starve us on your own time, but here we are ordering food on this trip.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot about food on this.
Sigh. That's all she talks about. Well, that's not all she talks about, but she talks a lot about eating. She's a tiny little thing.
And then
welcome to filming. Sigh. Yeah.
And then Jessel tells the women about her childhood. Jessel's parents are from Africa and they came to England as immigrants. Jessel says she wanted to go into fashion. So at 22, she went to New York with no money. She said she was packing boxes her entire year of interning. I'm pretty sure it's in Sai's confessional. She says in 1942, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And guess what? Jessel's parents from Kenya, like, somehow jumped on board and they got on to the Mayflower and then they all ended up in London. By the way, did I say in 1942, not 1492?
Yeah.
That tracks.
Is that like tracks. Tequila? That's tequila, isn't it? 1942?
Yeah, 1942 is the tequila. No, I mean, today on the walk with Cruz, he always tests me on math and he asked me what 7 times 5 was. And I was like, 40. And he's like, Mom, you're embarrassing. It's 35.
But I haven't done my times tables in a long time. I probably would have said the same thing.
I don't know those things.
I just felt like it was a lot. I mean, these women want to learn more about each other. First, they harp on Jenna about not knowing enough about her. And then they could care less about Jessel. It's a lot.
And then
Do you think that Jessel's becoming the breakout star of the show?
I think Jessel will continue. I think now that Jessel's starting to get more comfortable in her own
skin. A marathon for Jessel, not a sprint. So she got warmed up, little engine that could, and now she is off and running.
And now that I've spoken to her and I kind of understand her relationship and all those things now, it's feeling a little bit more authentic. But Bren says Jessel is the
Indian. Has she had sex? Did you ask her if she had sex yet?
Yeah, she has.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Bren says Jessel is the Indian version of Simple Life Paris. And then are Sai and Bryn discounting Jessel's experience, in your opinion?
I mean, they are, yes, but it was an interesting
conversation.
It was a long-winded.
Like, they asked Jessel to share. She shares, and now they want her to say that her sharing isn't the right way. Yeah, like, I know. Like, you wanted her to do this.
I know. That's what I said. Do you want to learn more or you don't want to learn more? Like,
ugh. And then Sai said her mother loved her, but she was an alcoholic. At 16, she saw her mother wake up and drink and then drink all day. Sai went to see her mom in the hospital and would draw on her eyebrows before she passed away. Sai says her mother's ashes are in a shopping bag in her closet. Sai is thinking about planting the ashes in her tree.
And Jessel, I hope it's a Hermes bag or a Chanel bag. You wouldn't want a Target or a Walmart bag.
Then Aaron and Bryn want to get.
Wait, I have a question. Do you care if people touch their hair at the dinner table?
No, I never noticed it. But then right after that happened yesterday, I walked out because I was watching it during the day while my son and his friend and Edwin were watching the Rams game. So I went down to check on them and we had ordered Menchie's. And Cruz's bestie was like, Teddy, oh my gosh, there's a little piece of hair in my Menchie's. And I was like, and then I felt like Uba because I was like, ugh. But it was I don't even think it was hair. I think it was fuzz. But I don't notice if people touch it. Like, it was like just this little teeny like black piece of fuzz or something. Like it could have been something from a sweatshirt or something. Like, it didn't seem like hair to me.
Okay.
That being said, I don't notice if people touch their hair while they're eating.
Honestly, if I eat something and I see hair, I just pull it out and I keep eating.
No.
I mean, if I'm at a restaurant, that's different. But at home, I'm like, it's either mine or Eddie's or Sophia's.
Well, that's different. But if you order something.
No, I would definitely say something if I ordered something. I'm paying for it.
But
you know what? There's a new Naked Wasted 2.0. And that is Aaron and Bryn. It's no longer Tamara and Vicky. So Aaron and Bryn want to get Jessel drunk, so she'll send pictures to Pavitt. Bryn tells Jessel that you need to expose your yoni to the sun and let the rays penetrate you with vitamin D. That sounds like a sunburn and melanoma where I don't want it. Do you think Aaron and Bryn were genuinely trying to be helpful or trying to embarrass Jessel?
I mean, if I send a picture of myself spread eagle to Edwin sunning my vag, I don't think he'd want to jump on it. But if I sent the picture of me with the top off to the back, the way that they took those Instagram photos, I think he'd be into it. But now we're hearing, because we already talked about sunning.
It's just not a pretty picture.
So now people are sunning their vages and their buttholes. Like, I'm so behind. I can't even sun
the
myself.
The sunburn. It's never seen sun. It's the 10 minutes in sun, I can imagine it being fried. Could you imagine a sunburn on your lips?
Listen, I don't think that area needs to get any darker for me.
No, I don't know if mine. I don't look.
What do you mean? You don't like get it waxed or shaved?
I shave myself, but I don't stick my head up my asshole to watch.
Well, then Aaron keeps telling us she's a girl's girl. And I think that she means whatever she tells the girl, she's going to tell the other girls. That's what I've pretty much decided.
Yeah. Well, here's my philosophy. If it is talked about on camera in front of you, you have every right to repeat it.
Yeah, I agree. Then the women think that Bryn needs to freeze her eggs, but Bryn is hesitant. Bryn says when she went into her appointment, they asked her who she'd like to make embryos with. Bryn says she went through her contact list. Aaron says that it's a weird lie and does not believe it. Bryn says she would not lie about this. And then this becomes like a very emotional conversation. Listen.
Yeah, but also Aaron said, if I'm not mistaken, that she said the doctor told her to look through her contact list and to find somebody. I did not hear that unless it was cut. But Bryn said, I started looking through my contact list to see who I could, you know.
I do know when you go. Okay. Well, here, first question is, I am on board for Aaron being the resident shit stirrer. I
for
think
sure.
That's good.
But everybody, every cast
overdid
needs
it here.
I don't think she overdid it. I think if I don't know if she's went through the same process. I'm not sure. But if the doctor said, go through your phone and try to pick some guys out, I would call bullshit on that too.
Yeah, I think.
But I did not hear that.
Exaggerating for a story and then Erin took it very literally.
Did you hear Bren actually say that? The doctor told her to look?
She said, well, here's what I do know.
Because no, I do not.
I didn't actually hear Bren say that. I do know that when you go, well, to me on my own, I mean, I went with my husband and went through my IVF process. When they harvested my eggs, they said your eggs will be more viable if they're embryos.
Right.
And that's when then Edwin had to go in, watch the 1980s porn with full bush, go in the cup. They mix the stuff together and bam. But I do have a friend that's not in a relationship with somebody else, and they may have given her that same information that it makes them more viable and last longer. But yeah. I don't imagine the doctor was like, let's find you someone.
Well, I think that we'll find out at the reunion. Guys, just so you know, a lot of times things are just kept out. So there is discussion at the reunion to clarify things. So when I watch it, I did not hear her say the doctor said that. But maybe she did. Maybe that's
maybe she was just making a joke. The doctor said embryos are more viable. So I started going through my phone looking through men. She could have just said that. We don't know. But I can be somebody that takes things too literal. So I
don't know. Well, the fan thinks that Erin's twisting everything. I don't think so. I think she's just doing a really good job of repeating what she's hearing. Love hearing these girls' stories. Jenna is opening up as much as she can. These women need to go easier on her. I'm not sure if I agree that. Need more fun, too depressing, missing the old New York. They need to leave Jenna alone. So people are up in arms about the girls going after Jenna.
I think that if Jenna can just, well, now that we know that Jenna's been sober for 2 years, I feel like there's a lot of information we're still missing on Jenna. I think Jenna has a very vocal fan base because she is the most,
who has the most following on social media? Is it Jenna?
Well, she's the most well, Jenna's the most well-known. Like she's going in well-known, regardless of size, you know, Instagram following is higher, which I don't actually know at this point.
I think hers is like 400.
I think I'm only following each New York girl as they come on the pod. That's really my, I follow, once you're on, I follow you. Hello, gotcha. Here we go. I'm tagging you and I'm following you. So I don't know about those two followings. Sai is at 543,000.
Oh, she's got, she gained.
And Jenna is at 599,000.
So Jenna is the top.
So Jenna Jenna's the top.
Got a big reach.
All right, you guys, that is the end of that recap. Thank you so much. We will be back.
Yeah.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD. At VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to synbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.